It's hard to read the news these days without asking yourself, how did we get here? Fiasco is a history podcast from the co-creators of Slow Burn. In our first season, Bush v. Gore, we examine an unmistakable turning point in American politics, the 2000 election, which resulted in a high-stakes stalemate, ended with one of the most controversial rulings in Supreme Court history. So if you're trying to make sense of the present moment, check out Fiasco, Bush v. Gore. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. We've got two left on an Ask Dr. Jesse Thursday. And before I forget, I want to make sure everybody has a very, very, very Merry Christmas and a very Happy New Year. And yes, Chris, Happy Hanukkah. Yes, of course. Anyway, enjoy that. What, Chris? How many days are you people on now? Is it the eighth day? So what do you do? Like a special Jewish ceremony or something? No? There's no ceremony involved? Okay, so you light the candle and you bless something. Who do you bless? Or what do you bless? Is it like a fattened calf or something? What is it? You know what? We'll catch up after. Well, I didn't know. Okay, I'm going Old Testament. I didn't know how much of that stuff carried over. No more animal sacrifices? Okay, well, that's good. I mean, that's good, I guess. Good. Good work on that. Proud of you. Anyway, back to what we were talking about. All kinds of Ask Dr. Jesse questions. Dear Paintball Assassin, this guy said, I believe DeSantis is failing to gain traction in the primary. He's seen as a backstabber and all those other things. This guy's a big Trump fan, thinks DeSantis is a backstabber. As far as failing to gain traction, if that's true, you know, if you see all these polls, if all these polls are out there are actually true, and DeSantis is down 30 points, 40 points, however many they are. One, we're going to know it very shortly. Remember, we're less than a month away from the Iowa caucuses. And if DeSantis gets blown out in Iowa, if he really goes out there and gets pasted by 20, 30 points, well, primary's over. And I'm sorry, I know that's hard to hear if you're a DeSantis supporter, but it's over. However, if he goes out and wins Iowa, and they've been sinking a fortune and all kinds of time into winning Iowa, then it's a very real primary if he goes out and wins the first state. But even that doesn't mean, you know, that it's the end or that he's going to win. Then it just means it's going to be a long primary. If he really is failing to gain traction, though, look, all that means is the GOP primary voter wants something different. And here's the truth. We talk a lot about primaries all the time, primaries and this and that. And you know what else we talk about? We talk about Democrats and Democrat cities. And what do we say? What are those four magical words when we talk about primaries and Democrats who vote Democrat in these Democrat cities? What are those four words? You voted for this. The truth is the big city Democrat who votes Democrat every time, he deserves exactly what he gets. He does. And the GOP primary voter, like here in Texas, they choose John Cornyn. And so they deserve John Cornyn. For better or worse, and that's not always negative either, for better or worse, the GOP, the primary voter, is going to get the nominee he deserves. If that's the way it goes, that's the way it goes. What do you want me to tell you? Sometimes the people don't want what you're selling. That's all there is to it. They want something different. What you going to do about it? Dr. El Sombrero. First, let me say I fully support your upcoming vacation. 3 hours a day and 4 and 5 days a week takes a toll on a man. And since it's been just over 5 months since your last vacation, you're overdue. Okay, one, that's not very nice. Two, the last thing was not a vacation. We were working very hard in Israel, I'll have you know. Very hard. It was very rigorous over there. Anyway, the guy says, since both parties have effectively rigged the system so that we only have the two parties in elections, what can we do to whip the Republicans in line? Well, this goes back to what I was just talking about, what we talked about endlessly. You want to whip Republicans in line, there's only one way to whip these worthless cowards back into line, and that's defeat them in primaries. Republicans who don't fear a primary loss have nothing to lose. Of course they're going to go punt on an NDAA bill, that National Defense Authorization Act that went down today. Of course they're going to do stuff like that if they don't fear you. This all comes back. Remember, we hate hearing this. And I don't take any pleasure in saying it, but it is true. We get the government we deserve in this country. That doesn't mean you personally or me personally, but as a people, we deserve these people. We do. These people, we don't like to acknowledge it, but these people are an accurate reflection of who we are.
Not only is the committee not allowing Hunter Biden to testify publicly, but they have not called a single witness, a single firsthand witness to any of their allegations. They haven't allowed anybody to testify publicly because they do not have a single witness to any of their alleged allegations. They don't.
Any of their alleged allegations. Anyway, AOC gets elected easily in the Bronx. We deserve her. All right? And look, that's for better or worse. Sometimes we win primaries. Sometimes primaries go the way we want. On occasion, it doesn't. We deserve that too. We deserve the good. We deserve the bad. When it comes to GOP primaries or Democrats who vote Democrat in cities, the people get exactly what they deserve. Period. End of story. Dr. Kelly, everything I listen to, everything I see is all about the polls being up for Trump and the lowest for Biden. Seems like everybody's so sure that based on the polling, the people who voted for Biden in 2020 are going to not vote for Trump. Or anyway, after the midterm polling and then actual results, why do people put so much faith in polling? And why do Republicans think that Democrats are going to miraculously change and not vote for their own demise? Listen, here's one of the reasons people put so much faith in polling. It's all you have until there's an election. And look, what everyone wants to know right now, if you're a Trump supporter right now, if you're a Trump fan, you want the primary to be over. You want Donald Trump to be the nominee, and then you want the general election to be over, and you want these things now. You want Donald Trump to be the nominee, and you want Donald Trump to beat Joe Biden. Only the election's not for a year, so you can't have these things now. So what do you need? You want hope. You want some, give me something, give me some indication. Same thing if you're a DeSantis supporter. You want DeSantis to be the nominee now. Show me a poll. Is there a good poll? Do I have a poll out there? Is a poll this or a poll that? All I want is some polls. Anyway, that's why we love polls. And that's why I have cautioned everybody, no matter what kind of poll it is, as soon as you see a poll that you love, you should probably dismiss it, because polls, especially this far out, are almost always manipulated and paid for by a candidate or a candidate surrogate. And you know what the most ridiculous polls are? And you see these all over the place now. These national primary polls where they'll call 800 people nationally and then they'll put out a poll with the poll results. I don't care if that poll shows Ron DeSantis up 80 or Donald Trump getting 100% of the vote. If it's a national poll where they call it 1,000 people, it's completely worthless. The state-by-state primary voter, likely primary voter polls, those are ones you can put more stock in. But even then, all the candidates lie. All of them do. Trump will lie. DeSantis will lie. You pay someone to put out a poll that you like, and then you publish it, and it helps you with fundraising. It helps keep your people encouraged. Don't put a ton of stock in polls. I'm not telling you not to have any hope at all either. But our polls looked really, 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 really good going into 2022, didn't they? They looked really, really, really good going into 2022. I believed them, right? How'd that red wave work out for us? Now we're stuck with these bunch of losers in the House passing NDAA bills. Gosh, these people chat me. And then we have to deal with evil like this, Klaus Schwab.
Dans ce nouveau monde, on doit accepter une transparence, et je dirais même une transparence totale. Tout va être transparent. Et il faut s'habituer, il faut se comporter ainsi.
Yeah.
Ça devient, comment dirais-je, intégré dans votre personnalité. Mais si on n'a rien à cacher, Il ne faut pas avoir peur.
Can you believe that? I still can't believe he said it. He just came right out and said it. But, man, that's the kind of world we live in. Jesse, would you be in favor of tall being a disability? We have the ADA that states what height things have to be at. If being a genetic mutated freak above 6'6 should obviously be a disability to get more leg room. Okay, one, it's not very nice to call me a genetic mutated freak. Two, I don't have a disability. Left-handed people are the ones that have disabilities. Redheads have disabilities. I'm the one that was made perfectly. Absolutely perfectly. All right. I do have something for you on the climate doomsday hysteria stuff. Michael Schellenberger, he did a long diatribe on it. We'll talk to him about that. Before we talk to him about that, or not talk to him, we'll play what he said. Before we do that, let's do this. Let's talk about Tunnel to Towers. I got this wonderful email. This guy says that his children, dear 20-hour work week Jesse, hey, you guys, I have three kids, ages 13, 9, and 7. I've taught them the real meaning of Christmas, Jesus. Anyway, this year I decided to do something different, and each of them donate a portion of their Christmas gifts to the charities mentioned on your show. 13-year-old donated to a servo project, 9-year-old preborn, and 7-year-old Tunnel to Towers. They're going to get other gifts and stuff. You guys says, thank you for all you do. Says I can say their names. Their names are Wade and Carly. And that's freaking wonderful, man. And I'm not telling you to give up your Christmas or your Christmas gifts for, you know, Tunnel to Towers, but it really is a blessed organization. And not only that, they structure it right. It's not a ripoff agency like so many of these nonprofits that call themselves nonprofit and then they steal all your money. When you give to Tunnel to Towers, $11 a month, it goes directly where you want it to go, to widows and orphans. What they do is wonderful. Give what you can. T2T.org. T2T.org. $11 a month. Hang on.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday, doing an Ask Dr. Jesse Thursday. But I wanted to dig into this just a little bit for just a minute. This journalist, Michael Schellenberger, has been doing great work, and he was talking about the climate doomsday stuff and how it's affecting kids. And this got to me because I talk to my neighbors. You know, we all hang out all the time. And they talk about their children, and their children are freaking out that the earth is warming and everything's burning down. And my gosh, are we doing our children a horrible disservice?
What do you think the impact of these Doomer-esque predictions has been on the general population and particularly on young people?
It's been catastrophic. I think, you know, I think this is one of the most interesting phenomena right now. And so we've seen on kind of race, climate, and trans issues, progressives affirming, creating, and or increasing diagnosable psychiatric disorders, including gender dysphoria, addiction, and climate anxiety. But I think the climate change discourse has been absolutely toxic. It's told people that they have no future, that there's no point in having kids. The exact same thing happened in the 1960s with the population scare. And we now are actually concerned about not having enough population in Western countries. We're worried about population decline. You know, places like Japan, Korea, Western Europe, and the United States. We're making some of it up with immigration. Nonetheless, I think the anxiety that we've been telling children, you know, that their futures are ruined, it's absolutely horrendous. It's irresponsible.
They're evil people, man. These climate activist types are evil people, and they're murderous. And look, this is CNN's Bill Weir. This is an evil person.
Solar and wind is so cheap right now. It is the cheapest form of energy in human history, but it's not replaced.
To stop, you know, that's dead wrong. That's a lie. That's a complete lie. It's by far the most expensive and least efficient way to make energy. Period. End of story.
Seeing the old stuff that burns nearly fast enough, we just, as a species, have an unending appetite for cheap energy. And so what needs to happen is big, you know, fossil fuel finds, big oil field discoveries, those companies to say, we're going to leave that in the ground for the betterment of life on Earth. We haven't seen anything like that.
I know he doesn't sound like it, but that's a genocidal monster. Remember, climate change activism is the most genocidal movement in the history of the world. No other movement even comes close to the loss of life that these people will visit on the planet if they get what they want. And they're fairly open about it now. I don't have to play the Jane Goodall clips, the Bill Gates clips. I don't have to play them for you. They're very open about the fact they think billions of people need to go away. How do you think they're going to do that? All right, back to the emails. Jesse, call me paranoid, but I just disabled Face ID on my phone. Do you think this actually makes a difference, or was it futile? Well, you know, Jewish producer Chris and I argue about this from time to time. He is extremely tech conscious and I would say not paranoid. I'm not going to say paranoid because he's not wrong about any of it, about his information online. You know, the Amazon Alexa stuff and stuff like that. That is a no-go for Chris. And if you want to be dismissive of that, a normal way to be dismissive of that is you say something along the lines of, well, they have everything anyway. That's the wrong way to look at that. You need to protect as much as you can protect. If Face ID on your phone is part of that, then that's part of it. Yeah, it's about not making it easier for them. You still lock your house at night, right? Well, there are all kinds of criminals who have the ability to pick a lock. Okay, well, you can at least do what you can do and lock the friggin' house up. It's the same thing. Look, this is why I tell you about the silent bags all the time. The signal-blocking Faraday bags? Man, this is a real thing that you need to buy. You need to get one of these things. Whether it's for your laptop or for your phone. Your phone. My phone, as it sits here. My phone is listening to me. And the government has the ability, with the touch of a button, to listen to you. Do you realize that? They can listen to you, and they can and do track you. Get your phone in a Faraday bag, in a silent bag, a patented Faraday bag from Silent. SLNT is what they're called. SLNT.com/Jesse. Get you 15% off them, but go. All right. That's something we have to do. Hey, Oracle, historical Oracle. He says, answering the call for the last Ask Dr. Jesse of the year. What's one thing you're grateful for? Cheers, enjoy your time off, he says, and be safe. He says his name is Larry. Man, I'm grateful for so freaking much, but I'll tell you one thing I am grateful for. Very grateful for it. Something that is underrated. I'm grateful that I have a vehicle that doesn't break down. And I know that sounds stupid. Man, have you ever had a car that's a piece of crap? I've had a few. Trannies going out, and I'm not even talking about the Biden administration. Quit. Anyway, tranny going out. My 1983 Honda Accord broke down in the busiest intersection in town in Bozeman, Montana one time in the snow and ice. Everybody honking at me. I had to get out of my car by myself and push it in the snow and ice through the busiest intersection in town. A Toyota Camry. I've had so many crappy cars, and maybe you're going through this right now. Maybe you have a crappy car and you're always having problems with it. They're such a money suck, for one. They just bleed you dry for money, bleed you dry. And you're poor anyway, or at least you're not financially doing that well, or you probably have a better car. I was always poor. So it's not like you have a ton of money in the bank and it's always a new $500. Oh, sorry, we need another 500 here. You need another 500 there. I know. It does hurt, Chris, when I tell the guy I have $600 to spend and miraculously the bill came to $600. But anyway, look, this is why I like that Chris does his own home car stuff. I get it. I wish I was a car guy. Anyway, that is something I'm grateful for. I have a car now that gets me from A to B without breaking down. You know, I totally doomed myself to get broken down tonight on the way home. That's 100% coming. But either way, that's something I'm grateful for. We have so much more. You want a little bit more on the submarines before we get back to Ask Dr. Jesse questions? Someone has a good little tidbit. Hang on.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
I like it.
Returns next.
In the aftermath of a transformative election like the one we just had, it's hard to read the news without asking yourself every 5 seconds, how did we get here? That's exactly what we're always trying to figure out on Fiasco, a history podcast from the co-creators of Slow Burn. In our first season, Bush v. Gore, we examine an unmistakable turning point in American politics, the 2000 election, which came down to a recount in Florida and ended with one of the most controversial rulings in Supreme Court history. In many ways, it's the beginning of the story we're living through right now. So if you're trying to make sense of the present moment, check out Fiasco, Bush v. Gore, and find out how a statistical tie in the Florida vote count put the nation into an unprecedented holding pattern, during which American voters waited with bated breath to find out whether Al Gore or George W. Bush would be the next president of the United States. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. Before we get to the submarine stuff, old Chip Roy was going off about the Defense Authorization Act.
See, if you poke the bear in this town, right, they don't like to be poked because it changes the way this town works, heaven forbid, because it's been going so well, so beautifully, that we have $34 trillion in debt and that we have rampant spying on the American people that is occurring. In 2020 and early 21, the FBI conducted 278,000 improper searches of Americans, according to the 2022 Fisk report. We're just supposed to trust the FBI has fixed that. We have rampant abuses going on, and this body is just going to extend the very mechanism of those abuses on the back of the National Defense Authorization Act and say, have a nice day. Merry Christmas. Go home and have your turkey. Go home and be with your families.
You're not wrong. I should put in a little programming note here. Chris is having a pretty tough go of it right now because here's what happened. We have some New Yorkers are in town doing technical stuff around the studio, whatever. We're not going to go into the details of it. And I obviously wanted to make sure everyone was eating well. So I ordered tacos from our favorite taco place for everybody. And I didn't ask them what they would like because me, the menu whisperer, the greatest orderer of food, I know more than they do. I know more than everyone does when it comes to ordering. So I just ordered them what I get every single time. And too bad for Chris, they've already approached me and told me it was delicious. It was one of the best things they've ever eaten. And Chris is having a hard time with that now. So sorry, Chris. Menu whisperer doing menu whisperer things over here. Dear white trash pen pal. On Monday, you honored submarine captain Dick O'Kane, but the Medal of Honor citation didn't mention the wackiest parts of the story. The last torpedo the USS Tang had that night was defective and ran in a big circle. Pause on this for a second. Why would a torpedo run in a circle? Remember, a torpedo is just mechanical, right? And if things go wrong, if one of the rudders gets stuck on a torpedo, on one of the sides, a torpedo will just go in a circle. Well, do the math. You're sitting there. You fired a torpedo, and it's doing a circle. Where's it coming back to? Oh, and get this, remember this. When we're talking about World War II submarines, it's not today, but World War II submarines, when you're underwater, when you're submerged, you're so slow that you're basically stationary. Now, they could move, but barely. You're not running away. What, Chris? Why couldn't they move up? Well, why can't you move up? Well, for one, moving up and moving down is very slow, too. Look, it takes time to move up. It takes time to even dive the daggone thing. They would have to do drills to do it in a minute. You know what I mean? It takes time to dive it. But even moving up and down, you can't do that fast enough to escape the torpedo. If a torpedo's coming at you and you're submerged in a submarine, in World War II, you are in deep trouble. Anyway, the guy goes on. O'Kane saw it coming back around and sounded the alarm, but it was too late. America's most deadly sub was sunk by her own torpedo. O'Kane and three others on the conning tower jumped free, but the story gets even crazier. As the tank sank to the bottom at only 200 feet, a group of survivors made a break for the surface using primitive rebreather apparatus known as the Momsum lung. Of the 30 still alive, 13 tried for the surface, and 5 survived. So O'Kane and 8 others became POWs, one of the very few instances where anyone from a stricken submarine ever survived to tell the tale. Captain Richard O'Kane passed away in 1994. That is a sweet little tidbit. Thank you for that email. Did not say I could use his name, so I will not. But if you want to hear the Dick O'Kane Medal of Honor citation we did, that was Monday. Remember, hour 2 on Monday. Remember, you can podcast any part of the show if you're missing me while I'm gone, because this is our last one. I'm going to miss you too, but go download the podcast. iHeart, Google, Spotify, iTunes, all right? All right. Dr. Fauci's a piece of trash.
Do you still go there? Do you
no.
You don't practice
no.
anymore, do you?
I don't. No.
Why?
A number of complicated reasons.
Go on. We have a whole corridor.
First of all, I think my own personal ethics on life are, I think, enough to keep me going on the right path. And I think that there are enough negative aspects about the organizational church that you're very well aware of.
Explaining why he doesn't go to church anymore, he said, well, I do enough, basically. Man, oh man. But is that Bible verse, pride cometh before the fall? Old Fauci's going to have a hard crash one way or another someday, I'll tell you that much. Oracle of Oracles, I'm usually on board with 99% of what you say, not because you're the Pied Piper, because we think alike. I have to respectfully disagree when you say if you can't move to a red state from a blue state, then get to a red district. That's ineffective and not worth your expense or effort. You're still under the blue thumb regarding the issues most important. Am I a pessimist? No, you're not a pessimist. No, you're not. Okay, let's use New York, for example. Or this would apply to California as well. People don't understand how blood red parts of New York are. Blood red. Or blood red parts of California are. There are more hardcore anti-communists in California than anywhere else. The problem is, just like in New York, the big urban areas, the LAs, the San Franciscos, the San Diegos, these places, they pull the whole state blue. Is it ideal to live there anyway? No, it's of course not ideal, because as you pointed out, the state government is attacking you. I mean, my goodness, in California, they'll take your freaking kids away if you don't affirm your child's tranny status. So that's not ideal. No, it's not ideal. However, I'm talking about just moving out to the burbs. If you're in New York City and you can't possibly leave for job, family, school, whatever reason, you can't possibly leave, okay, go to Long Island. Long Island's all Republican now. Get out to Long Island, so at least it's something. Is it enough to your point? It wasn't a stupid email. Is it enough? No, not enough. But it's something, man. It is something. And remember, as we, this is going to sound too dark, and I really don't mean it to be dark, but as we fracture, we are fracturing as a nation. And there's probably nothing that can hold it together. And to be honest, when you are a people this different now, you probably shouldn't be together. You shouldn't be a nation if you have values that don't align at all. There's no point in being together as a nation. So as we fracture, that's our future, is a fracturing. You know it and I know it. As we fracture, you want to be in a local area where you have support, some level of state power, even if that's just a city council. Even if that's just a great county sheriff, judges, you just don't want to be totally behind enemy lines. because then you are completely without any level of state protection. And without any level of state protection, as we fracture, it might get really ugly. All right? All right. Somebody's confused. Why do these climate change nutters also want the border open? That doesn't make sense, does it? Let's talk about that. Before we talk about that, let's talk about dog food. No, I'm not a big fan. I don't tend to eat it very often, but I do know that it's dead. And that's not an accident that dog food is dead. There's no nutrition in it. It's like eating cardboard. There's nothing in it. They do that at the factory so the dog food doesn't go bad on the shelf. You know, super fresh things, they go bad really, really quickly. That's the way it works. You kill things, they last forever. That's why they kill all the nutrition in dog food. It's horrible for your dog. Your dog eats empty calories. It's like you eating a double cheeseburger every single meal. How long would you live? You need vitamins, minerals, probiotics, omega oils. So does your dog. Pour Rough Greens on your dog's food. You will see physical differences in your dog when you start giving him nutrition. Don't you see differences in you when you drink more water and eat better? Your dog, too, pour it right on his food. He will love it, and he'll live longer. Isn't that the best part? 833-33-MY-DOG or go to roughgreens.com/Jesse. That gets you a free jumpstart trial bag. All right. An open border, but climate? It doesn't make sense. Let's talk about it. Hang on.
You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show. You're welcome.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show. Final segment this hour of The Jesse Kelly Show. We still have more than an hour left. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Love, hate, death threats. Let's dig into this. Jesse, I've heard you play various clips of these communists saying that they want to reduce the population, but it seems counterintuitive that they're willing to let our southern border open and we have millions of illegals invading our country and by doing so increase the U.S. population. These things seem to clash with each other, and I wonder what your thoughts are. Says I can use his name. His name is Lyle. Said I read your book, The Anti-Communist Manifesto. I listen to your radio show regularly. Okay, so let's explain this. First, this is hard for people like me and people like you to understand, but we have to understand this. The very concept of America or a sovereign nation is despicable to these people. They hate America, and they hate the fact that we are a nation at all. Part of the reason the communists are so committed to opening up the borders of this country is they are so full of self-loathing and America hatred that they don't think this country deserves to be a country. Now, opening up the borders and the climate change nutters, what's the deal there? It's just about destruction for these people. So they don't even look at a border at all. They understand something. Remember, everything comes down to this. The Western governments, we'll focus on America's government from now for obvious reason. The Western governments, they now are full of people who hate their own citizens, and they're full of people who specifically hate us because we love our freedoms. They want total control. They think they're kings and queens. They want total control. And the only thing holding them back from that, it's not the American left. The American left is trying to give it to them. The average Democrat voter, he's trying to give it to them. You, your values, the way you vote, the things you want, you are the only thing holding them back from doing all the evil things they want to do. So the goal is to take away your power to hold them back. They try every single thing in their power to do that, but everything is with that end in mind. You have power, even though you feel powerless sometimes. You have power, and they hate that about you. They despise it. One of the easiest ways to take that away is to remove the power of your vote. They remove the power of your vote by filling the country up with people who don't love it, who don't care about you, who don't care about the Constitution. They want to fill the country up and have filled the country up with millions and millions and millions of people like this who will cancel out any vote, any power you have.
Do you care?
Yeah. No.
You don't care that we have to pay for all of this?
Look, listen.
Like, Americans are paying for all of this. Do you guys, you know that? Like, this, you know, money doesn't come out of nowhere.
Look, if
right?
I pay $7,000 for America, it's...
So because you paid $7,000, then it's okay if we pay something.
I don't care if this for America. I don't care.
So you're because you paid $7,000,
yeah,
it's okay that Americans have to pay some money too.
Yeah, because America is my dream. Thank you. And thank you, Joe Biden, for everything. We love you, Joe Biden.
Now, if you're one of these climate change monsters, and you're trying to eliminate coal and oil, and you're trying to bring America low, you're trying to bring it back to the dark ages, you can't possibly, you can't do everything you want to do with you, the normal American, still voting. You can't. It's holding you back. So they just replace you and outnumber you. It works perfectly for them. It's like reinforcements. Brian from Queens wants to know, when you're speaking to your family and friends, do you also flow into commercials about Rough Greens, Chalk, or Pure Talk? I love how you effortlessly wind the plugs into the conversation. Do you ever do this when off the air, even if it's just for fun? You have no idea how often I do this around the house, because it gets a rise out of my wife, and my boys roll their eyes. And all that, you know, it's me. All that does is encourage me. Anyone who says anything about the dog, if anything negative about the dog, well, did you know that Rough Greens is all natural? I'll immediately launch into that. If someone is about to make a phone call, I'll immediately start pitching for Pure Talk. And I'll stop, like, completely, I'm obnoxious about it in ways I was going to say you can't imagine, but actually you can probably picture this very well. And then the wife's rolling her eyes. Oh my gosh, please stop. And the boy, it is fantastic. But I'm not going to do that anymore during this show. I have decided that I am changing my ways. That's what I've had a change of heart. And did you know that you can actually hear a heartbeat on ultrasound? Did you know that? In fact, it's one of the greatest tools you can use if a woman is considering an abortion. That's why Preborn does what they do. They buy free ultrasounds for women who are about to have an abortion. Remember, these are the most at-risk babies and women, because the woman will be gutted for the rest of her life too, the way it affects women. Preborn is out there stopping that. Right now, they have a matching grant. That means when you give, it gets matched. Whether it's $28, $140 buys 5 ultrasounds, whether it's $5,000, they have this leadership gift that will allow you to fund their entire network for 24 hours. That's 200 lives. It gets matched, and it's all tax deductible. Preborn.com/Jesse. Go and give. It is the Christmas season. Give in someone's name and put it in their stocking. It will touch them. Believe me. Preborn.com/Jesse. Speaking of touching people, let's talk about Joe Biden.
Who are the press? Hey, whoa, hush up a second, okay? I got one more thing to say. I've just signed another $200 million drawdown for the Department of Defense for Ukraine, and that'll be coming quickly.
Let me ask you something. You know how the GOP, they've really been digging in, at least publicly, that they're going to force some border security out of the Biden administration in exchange for Ukraine money. That's been the public stance. We've talked about it many times. It's been the public stance they've taken. In the wake of this NDAA, this National Defense Authorization Act that passed today, how confident are you the GOP is going to hold strong on that? I had that horrible thought. As soon as I saw that NDAA pass this morning with, of course, Republican help, I'm looking at it and I said to myself, huh, man, that does not look good for the future. That, in fact, that looks really bad. 2024 might be a difficult year. It could be a difficult year. Nationally, could be a very difficult year, right? All right. We still have an entire hour. I have a huge stack. We're going to talk about things like group gifts, abortions versus gunshot deaths. How do you know if it's true love? All that and more is still to come. Hang on.
Wir sind Theresa und
Nemo.
Und deshalb sind wir zu Shopify gewechselt.
Die Plattform, die wir vor Shopify verwendet haben, hat regelmäßig Updates gebraucht, die teilweise dazu geführt haben, dass der Shop nicht funktioniert hat.
Endlich macht unser Nemo-Boards-Shop dadurch auch auf den Mobilgeräten eine gute Figur. Und die Illustrationen auf den Boards kommen jetzt viel, viel klarer rüber, was uns ja auch wichtig ist und was unsere Marke auch ausmacht.
Starte deinen Test noch heute für 1 Euro pro Monat auf shopify.de/radio.
It's hard to read the news these days without asking yourself, how did we get here? Fiasco is a history podcast from the co-creators of Slow Burn. In our first season, Bush v. Gore, we examine an unmistakable turning point in American politics, the 2000 election, which resulted in a high-stakes stalemate and ended with one of the most controversial rulings in Supreme Court history. So if you're trying to make sense of the present moment, check out Fiasco, Bush v. Gore. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.